Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Thank you and welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Life Classes. I'm Christy Bemis, and I'm happy to be with you here today talking with you about your boundaries. Such an important relationship issue for so many people, men, women included. And today we're going to be focusing on you, on women and boundaries. If you are feeling a sense of overwhelm, depletion, exhaustion, or even anger and sometimes rage, resentment in your relationships, this is the right place for you to be. Today is all about boundaries that you can create to stay in connection while still setting them. Maybe you're struggling with a coworker. Maybe you are running into resentment issues with your partner. Or maybe you're struggling with your adult children as they are heading into their own lives. Or maybe a parent and you are still butting heads. I know it's hard to imagine as a 50-year-old woman that you might still in your 40s and 50s be butting heads with your parents or with your mother or something like that. These are relationships. They're difficult. They can be challenging. And so this episode is all about how to create boundaries in these relationships so that you can sustain them, that they are filled with connection and intimacy, and that they have love in them. I'm Christy Bemis. I'm an author, speaker, psychotherapist, and an Ignite Your Life coach for women. I'm also the co-founder and now solo owner of Hot Pink University. And I recently launched this series of life classes on a variety of topics to help you ignite your life. You can find me on the web at www.hotpinkyou.com or on Facebook at Hot Pink University with Christy Bemis. You'll always find ways to be inspired, to reignite your life with passion, purpose, and play. And today I am very, very humbled to be talking with you about boundaries. It's something I've been working on lifelong in my life. I continue to work on my boundaries in relationship with my partner, my children who are now adults, and also with my parents who are around, and I love them lots and see them, but need boundaries, as well as with all of my friends that I have in my life. These are things that you need to know as women, but maybe weren't taught in school. So grab a journal, grab a pen, and let's dive in deep together. So a lot of times people wonder, how can I stay in connection with other people in my life while still setting boundaries? There are times in my life I didn't do this very well, and I struggled. And I still struggle sometimes in finding boundaries. There was a time in my life, I'll share a couple stories with you to kind of center our time together. There was a time in my life just a couple years ago, maybe about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, where my mom and I got into a huge boundary discussion. And I didn't do it well. I did not do it well. She was helping an ex of mine with a fundraiser, and she was doing it without talking with me. And I found out about it through, you know, a third party. And I felt hurt and betrayed. I felt left out. I felt like I was putting myself right back in that same place in the moment that, you know, I lost, relationship with my ex. And so all of those old feelings of, overwhelm and resentment were coming to the surface for me. And I remember having a phone call with my mom and confronting her and asking her what was happening here and why didn't I know about this. And I don't really care if she was helping with the fundraiser, like bless her heart, but not being in on it or not knowing about it and almost having it be hidden. And I had felt her pulling away for about a month. And so I know that her own maybe confusion about wanting to help and not wanting to hurt me, not being afraid of asking me or telling me or talking to me about it was creating this big, huge valley of disconnect between the two of us. And so when I confronted her, I was not in an emotional place to be doing so. And it got heated, and I know I raised my voice. I know my tone was not great. And she hung up on me. And we had a couple months of very, disconnected terseness, which is unusual for us. We're very close, and we're very supportive of each other. And so it just felt awful. So it was a boundary I was creating, yes, of just talk to me, tell me, let me in, let me know what's happening, you know. And she was creating a boundary for herself, like talk to me appropriately, like you don't have to yell at me. But the boundary that I created caused disconnect. It didn't call her in. It didn't show her love. And so that's what I'm talking about today. How can we have these boundaries and have these conversations around boundaries, which are really crunchy sometimes and really feels scary and feels vulnerable. But how can we have them and still stay in greater connection with the people in our lives? Another story I wanted to share with you was when I was on retreat and helping a woman with her retreat business. We had gotten into a couple crunchy episodes where I was feeling like I wanted to do my job and I just wanted to, you know, get the things done. But I was waiting, you know, I was being called to do too much. And so I was feeling the resentment build. I wasn't going in and talking with her in a way that would allow some shifts to occur and for me to have had a better experience. It was my first time doing any of this. And I remember sitting down with her at the end of the retreat and she was saying, I definitely know you're green, which is when you work with me, we do emotional regulation plans around green, yellow, and red emotions, right? And she said that she could definitely understand my green. She definitely knew my red when I was at my absolute limit. And so think of times where you are at your limit with boundaries in your own relationships and intimacy. You know, you're off the charts, like screaming, yelling, or stomping away, or crying, or at your absolute limit, right? But what she said to me was profound, and it will always sit with me. I don't know you're yellow. And what was interesting is I don't know if I knew my yellow, because in keeping on, I just kind of trug along and I endure a lot of treatment or a lot of overwhelm, or I endure a lot of miscommunication before I finally reach ahead and say enough, right? Can you relate to this? Do you endure things in your life, treatment, or moods from other people, or energy from other people, or money being sucked out? Do you endure it to a certain point and then below? And that's what we're talking about today, is how do we set boundaries, stay in connection? And it's possible. In this time of, pandemic, people have different boundaries regarding their risk tolerance. And conversations need to be had and respect needs to be created for people that have a lower risk tolerance. There are high risk tolerance where you're willing to take more risks, and there's low risk tolerance where you're not willing to take the risk during a pandemic. And instead of getting in conflict with each other, how can we learn, and it's not about tolerating, but how can we learn to respect another person's risk tolerance? So how do we know we have a boundary and what are they? Generally, a feeling comes up of resentment or anger or frustration or just a general feeling of maybe for some of us that have more of a, an attachment style that we want to hole up and withdraw from the relationship because we're up against a boundary. So we wait too long and we withdraw, you know, instead of taking on the boundary itself with somebody. So you know that you are up against a boundary when you start feeling those feelings, resentment, withdrawal, anger, all of those kinds of feelings come up, fear, annoyance, outrage, a general uncomfortableness, or even embarrassment, you know. Then you kind of know, I'm up against a boundary here, right? And boundaries are generally around things like time, money, energy, our attention, you know, what we attend to. They're around our treatment of self and others, how we want to be treated and treatment of others. They're around space, you know, things like, can I borrow money? Can you do this for me? Which is a boundary around energy and time. Witnessing a treatment of another, you know, can be a boundary where you don't like it. I don't like how that's happening in front of me. And in the future, I want you to change how you treat that person, at least in front of me, please. And so these are all lines or limits that we have around time, money, energy, attention, treatment of self and others, and space. So a boundary can sound something like this. Yes, you can use my computer, to my daughter or a friend, but don't mess with my settings. You know, there's nothing more aggravating to me to go back into my computer and then find that somebody helped me, in parentheses, clean up my desktop or have it function better. Or, you know, when my daughter takes my phone, she likes to put it on low energy mode. It drives me crazy. It's my phone, right? A boundary can sound like this. I'm great with kissing and touching in public. I just am not good with the overall groping in public place. So it's a boundary around, I don't want to feel embarrassed. I don't want to feel exposed. I don't want to feel that vulnerable in front of the general public. A boundary can sound like, I'm good with texting, just not excessively like throughout the day. Like, let's connect in the morning. Let's connect a couple times in the day. And let's connect at the end of our day. Just can't do the excessiveness, right? Or a boundary can sound like, I'm great with you borrowing my stuff. This is a big one for me, especially like my tools. But just put it back where you found it, right? So personal boundaries. It opens yourself up to intimacy and to closeness in relationships when you can say no to another, when you can express what you want, what you need. Limits and rules we set in each of our relationship, and my rules and limits for my daughter versus my mother versus my partner can be incredibly different. And it's acknowledging that there's a give and take in the relationship. A boundary is your line that you draw in the relationship. And the boundary is for you, but it's also for the other person. I want you to see boundaries after today as gifts that you give yourself. So a boundary does a couple of things. It determines the evolution of your relationship, meaning how deep are you willing to go? You know, when you first start dating, and for many of us midlife women, we're dating again in our midlife after transitioning out of maybe a long-term relationship or a marriage, and a boundary in your relationship is an evolution of how deep you're willing to go. Do things in the relationship need to change? And if they don't, does that relationship need to end? Or do you need to set up firmer boundaries, more rigid boundaries? Most endings of relationships are actually determined by boundaries. believe it or not. Think of the ending of a relationship that maybe you had. Was it around sexual boundaries, financial boundaries, infidelities? Was it a boundary around roles or responsibilities or drinking and drug use? To how you're loved or treated and how you feel love and how you speak love. Generally, those conversations and those conflicts with couples that I work with are around a boundary. I love to be loved this way, and the partner is not accepting that, you know, negotiation, and so that person doesn't feel loved, and they leave that relationship. So boundaries can be rigid or loose and flexible or a combination of somewhere in between. A good boundary will lead you to a lot of benefits. And here's the benefits, women. It'll lead you to good mental health. It'll lead you to good emotional health. You'll develop more autonomy in knowing who you are and feeling more authentic. A good boundary also develops your identity. Who am I? What do I like? How do I like to be treated? How do I want to spend the three most important commodities in my life? My time, my energy, and my money. That's what a boundary will do. It'll help you avoid burnout. Many of you might be feeling building of resentment or tolerating less than favorable boundaries, and you're burning out. And it will influence, not change, but it will definitely influence another person's behavior. Anytime we put a line down for ourselves or a rule, it'll influence that person in how they show up for us. So here are the ways, the steps in setting a boundary. Step number one, and this is, I think, where you should spend your most time and energy on, is defining exactly what your boundary is. I'll give you an example. I definitely have a stronger need in my relationship for space, in most of my relationships for space. And what's hard about that for people that are in relationship with me is, they feel unimportant sometimes. They can feel left out. They can feel confused. I think that's the biggest thing, is they can feel confused by my need for space. And I have a hard time defining it, so I need a little space every week. And so an example, a good example, is just last night, where I had defined that I think I'll need, by Thursday, I think I'll need the evening to just kind of be in veg and, like, do my thing and do my space. And so what was interesting is the feeling in my body when my partner left for the evening. I felt this pull of, do I really want space? Do I really want him to leave? Do I really need it? But definitely about a half hour into taking the space, I felt a deep spaciousness around, this feels really good. This feels rejuvenating. This feels plugging back into myself. And so sometimes it's hard for us to define what do we really want, because we get in the confused state when we ask for it and then we start getting it. We're like, wait a second, I don't know if I want that, because some, you know, longing or triggers might get set off for ourselves. And I know what the trigger was last night, which was, are you going to go have fun without me? You know, it was that fear of missing out. It was also that feeling of, do I really need as much space as I thought I needed on Monday when I asked for Thursday? But regardless, I got the space, and it was good. I spent the evening plugging back into me. So the second step, first step is defining it and identifying what it is. The second step is to communicate it. To communicate it to the people in our life. This is how much money I'm willing to give to you every month if you're willing to do X, Y, Z, right? For our adult children, let's say, right? So we have to communicate it out. And it needs to just stay simple. We don't have to over-explain ourselves in communicating this out. It can just be real easy like that. Like, on Thursday night, I just need the house to myself. I really don't care what you do or what you go and do. I just need some space. I feel it in my body that I need that. And so you can just stay simple. And the second one, or the third step is, you know, it's not consequences, it's enforcement. When I think about consequences, I think about like almost like, oh, you didn't do my boundary, you didn't leave on Thursday, so now I'm going to blow a gasket, or now I'm going to like withhold my love and affection and attention. So it's not like a consequence or like a discipline or like a punishment, but it is an enforcement of, on Thursday, being able to say to your partner, remember I asked for a little space today. Here's the thing. Boundaries need enforcement, and the boundaries will be crossed even by the healthiest people in our lives. They're not doing it on purpose. They're not doing it maliciously most of the time. And if they are, really question your relationship, honestly. But generally speaking, boundaries are being crossed because people forget what your boundaries are. They're in their own head. They're worried about and focused about their own needs over yours a lot of times. But they need to be enforced by us, and they can be enforced with love. They can be enforced, and you can do it with the softest of tones and the most urgent and persistent request, right? And it starts with I need some time to transition after work versus starting with you need to leave me alone when I walk in the door, right? So a boundary that starts with an I and an enforcement that starts with an I is so much better received and stays in connection with the other person. And remember, we're seeing boundaries as a gift. It is the difference between a healthy relationship and a toxic relationship. They allow love, trust, intimacy, and connection to grow. Unhealthy boundaries are not knowing the needs of others separate from your own, non-consensual touch, name-calling or labeling, judging, unsolicited advice. Do you ever get that? I know as a parent that happens so often where you're at the park and you're like swinging your kid and then some stranger comes up to you and says, hey, by the way, you shouldn't swing them that high. You know, like as soon as you become a parent, for whatever reason, it opens you up to all kinds of boundary violations and unsolicited advice from other people. But also in your relationships, notice when you're giving unsolicited advice and you think you're doing it from love, but you're actually doing it from a place of control. Go back and listen to the 4 episodes that I created around the quadrants of control if you need reference for that. Taking from someone what is not freely offered is also an unhealthy violation of a boundary. Here's a big one for me. If you're going to be in a relationship with me, and I created one time, almost like clothing has a self-care label, of how to like care for it, how to wash it, how to dry it, can it be ironed, can you use bleach, right? I created one time a self-care label for myself in relationships. And this rule for me, this next one that I'm going to talk about, is a big, big, big one for me. Don't share my confidential information with other people. If I'm sharing a story with you, if I am giving to you vulnerably, that is a gift to our friendship and our relationship, right? And if you then go and share that story with somebody, even in good intentions of, oh, the other day I heard Christy told me the story about this happened to her. You haven't asked my permission. I've permissioned that story to you, but not to somebody else. And so you need to come back and ask for my permission. Another big one for me is talking behind me instead of directly to me. I love direct communicators. But if you want to be in relationship with me, you really have to be directly communicating with me. Don't go off and talk to your friends about me. Don't go off and talk to, you know, other people or even my partner about me. But come directly to me and talk to me about your experience with me. I value that so much better. So those are my care instructions, and that's a good activity when you get off of this time with me today, is to create a care instructions of how to care for you in relationships, right? Enforcing is that huge last step, the third step of boundary setting, because like I said, even in the healthiest relationships, you will have to enforce it. Someone's going to cross your boundary. There's a couple steps to enforcing it too. So I'm going to go through those. And remember, you have your journal and your pen. The first step is handle it inside of yourself first. How is this making me feel? A feeling is one word, and it could be a couple one-word statements. I'm feeling uncomfortable, I'm feeling embarrassed, and I'm feeling disconnected, right? Number two is then you restate your boundary. Remember when I said that I need some time to transition when I come in the door after work? And so you're stating your boundary, restating it. And number three is restating your boundary in a positive way and using the I messages around what you need and why you need it. Number four is offer to move forward in the relationship. Can we move forward from here? So when I shared with you at the top of our time together that I had this horrible boundary conversation, I was awful to my mother. Being able to go back to her then and move forward, here's how I was feeling. I was able to talk to her about how I felt an extreme sense of betrayal. And maybe it was an exaggerated reaction, not a response that was the best me. But it was what I was feeling in that moment. And so I didn't act in my best me moment, right? And I was able to say how much it hurt me for us to be so disconnected over the past month. And I couldn't figure out why we were feeling disconnected. I felt crazy. And if she would have just talked to me and expressed to me what she was doing and why she was doing what she was doing, we could have moved forward. So from there, can you move forward when you enforce your boundary? And sometimes, this is step five in enforcement, sometimes we need to reconsider our relationships. And I don't take cutting out relationships lightly. It's a very serious thing for me to cut a relationship out. I've had to do it a couple times in my life. And it's very painful. It's very painful for me. But when a person is not matching me in my energy, in my love connection, and they're not showing up for me in a way repeatedly that I've asked for them to show up, it is time to disconnect. Sometimes the disconnection can be temporarily, where you disconnect for a period of time, and then you come back when you've learned some different skills. And sometimes that reconnection that disconnection can be a permanent thing. But this whole thing is how to say no and how to put a limit with love. The benefits are that you'll have more caring and compassion and love. You'll feel more assertive in life. Your needs will be met. There's less anger and resentment. You'll have peace and safety. Your time, money, and energy will be spent to bring you joy. Boundaries will help you feel respected by others. It'll actually decrease conflict and improve communication. Boundaries also increase your self-love. They decrease a sense of anxiety and stress. They increase your confidence, and you'll move through life feeling more understood and accepted. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. I hope you took something away over the next couple of weeks in your life where you really tune into your body and notice when you feel overwhelmed, resentment, embarrassment, fear, maybe even outrage in a relationship, and set your boundaries. Thank you so much for joining me for another great 30 minutes of inspiration and hopefully new knowledge as you find your way in life with boundaries. You can find me at www.hotpinkyou.com. And join my email list. I email a couple times a month, and they're always filled with great information to ignite your own life with pleasure and with passion. Take care, and good luck with your boundaries. Reach out to me at hotpinkyou@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you go to my website, sign up for a consultation with me. I always love dropping in with women. Take care, and have a great day.